I want to go right, you know, very interesting, fascinating project taking place right here in Cleveland. We have a local photographer and I guess I could say author. Let's jump to the phone lines for Chuck Mintz. Chuck, can I say author technically?
I suppose it's actually a kind of a photo art book, but it is a book that I've authored and published, so,
I'll safe.
Take it.
Okay, sounds good. Well, I appreciate the album project by Chuck Mintz. Chuck, tell the listeners a little bit about this very fascinating story, and it looks like a great exhibit. You had it last year, so please, if you could back up for us a little bit and tell us a little bit about the album project and how it was created.
Sure. It's a story about how my son Isaac communicates. Isaac has autism and is 34 years old now. And when he was 15, he developed scoliosis, curvature of the spine. Mm-hmm. And autism is a communications disorder fundamentally. And in order to help explain the surgery he was going to have, we bought him a Polaroid Spectra camera. Well, he took to that camera and has been using it to photograph and record family events and parties and events in his life for the entire 20-year period, and in fact has filled 20 albums full of these carefully annotated Polaroids. So I shot him in the studio with a big camera, actually 8x10 film camera, and created large 64-inch high prints so you could see him and how he holds himself and how he communicates, and also see his Polaroids kind of as they were designed to be seen in his writing on them. And so the Polaroids end up being a story that he's written. And the big prints are somewhat of a story about how he expresses himself in his body language and the sense of isolation that autism brings, the sense of repetition that's part of how he speaks. The book, The Album Project, which is available on my website, www.album-project.com, really focuses on the Polaroids. The exhibit at 1.618 Gallery here in Cleveland last summer, which I'm trying to find other cities to exhibit in, really focuses more on the large prints and the isolation and the body language and kind of how he looks.
Mm-hmm. And what was the take of, what were some of the reviews that you got from this? And when you had the public come in to look at this exhibit, a very different type of exhibit, what was the reaction that you got from people?
There were really two kinds of reactions. One was similar to the review that was in The Scene, written by Doug Utter, that talked about, you know, how this view of things was consistent with how autistic people are, and also resonates with issues that are important in contemporary art. There were a lot of people that were familiar with autism that were very, very comfortable to review with the work. There were people that weren't familiar with autism that were disturbed by it, because these are large, kind of intimidating photographs, and they didn't quite understand why he seemed so isolated and distant, and it bothered people. You know, here's a dad, right, doing a story about his son, and, you know, the kumbaya moment seems to be missing from it. But this is really how it is to be around somebody like that.
Mm-hmm. Now, I would imagine that family-wise, this project helped pull the family closer to your son and what in his life, the way that he lives his life. Because I'm seeing from the pamphlet, I'm seeing pictures of different people in the family. And so how did that work out as far as closeness with you, your son, your wife, your son, and the rest of the family? Did it bring them closer?
Absolutely. And you have to realize over a 20-year period, a lot of these people in these pictures are gone.
Mm-hmm.
And so it ends, and, you know, we all have family albums, or at least we used to. And, you know, you go back and look and say, you know, there's grandma and she died, you know, 15 years ago. But to have this all exhibited like this really was kind of a story of his family and our friends and his friends.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sure that what you and your son have done is what a lot of families really wish that they would get themselves moving and doing, and that is organizing their family pictures. This is a little bit of a different take on it, but there are many people, I've seen their family albums organized real nice. Then there's people like me. It's in a box. You know, you pull the box over here and you go, oh, here, take a stack of those and take a look at them. So I think the project is a wonderful project. It looks wonderful.
Would you recommend to a family that has, say, a child with autism, would you recommend the same practice? Would you encourage them to maybe take photos and build albums for themselves for the individual to perhaps collect their thoughts or collect, you know, put the same process that your son Isaac did and went through? Would you recommend that?
I would recommend anything that can engage, you know, your kids, whether they're autistic or not, in things that are creative and constructive. The sad truth here is Polaroid discontinued the material last year, so we've been kind of experimenting with other ways to allow them to keep going.
Right. Oh, don't mind that. That was just a quick someone else, and we have no idea who that was, actually. That was interesting. Well, this is fascinating. The exhibit now is no longer up at 1.618, correct? It's not up right now?
Correct.
Okay. But you are looking at, you said yesterday on the phone, you're going over to Portland trying to expand the project, get it on a national level.
Yeah, I'm meeting with galleries in Seattle and Portland, and I have some other work unrelated in a juried show that's opening on Friday night in Portland. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm using it as an opportunity to meet people and show the work in other places other than Cleveland.
Yeah, of course.
I was going to ask, are you able to engage your son in any new technology ways of doing this, like the digital cameras and using the computer to maybe make his captions and so forth? I don't know how far, what your son is, his capabilities.
He's actually pretty good with computers, the problem is that he's not real good with things breaking.
Okay.
And we've all become very used to the fact that, you know, a lot of times our computers and our digital cameras and other things don't work, and we don't know why.
Yeah, right.
The magical whatchamacallit doesn't quite get it for
us. Doesn't get it, sure.
And so we've been sort of reluctant to make it so complex. The beauty of the Polaroid was, there's no batteries, there's no nothing. You put the film in the camera, you take the picture, it comes out, there it is. It was just perfect for somebody whose perception of things is so tangible mm-hmm. and discreet as my son.
Well, I encourage everyone out there to check out www.album-project.com. Chuck Mintz, you'll find it there. It's very fascinating, and I think more than anything, it's going to allow you the opportunity to look into Isaac's world and see exactly where he's coming from and what autism's all about. But check it out, album-project.com. You can also check out Chuck Mintz, MINTZ.com as well. Chuck, thanks so much for calling in. Have a safe flight. We'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you, guys.
No problem. Take care. Isn't that fascinating, Beverly?
Yes, and I wish him all the luck when he goes to Portland, being able to do an expansion on
this
exhibit.
Yeah,
that would be great.
Very cool. So check it out, everybody. We're always looking into these neat things, man. Right around the corner from us, too. That was over in the Detroit Sherway. That's where that gallery is on the west side.